sermon text for this morning comes from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where was the Messiah to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet had written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is the word of God for the people of God. As we realize that now Christmas season is over with, but I still chose two things that go back to the Christmas season. As we went through the Christmas time and listened to the different stories, there's one thing I learned from Pastor Larry, that if you read the Bible and you study, you will see a story there. And the main story of Christmas is about Jesus. It's about the birth of Jesus. But if you read it over again, you might see another story in there. You might see something that makes you wonder, or something that you just maybe don't quite understand. And if we go back over and look at the birth of Christ, the shepherds were out in the field. Now it says they were on a hillside just outside of Bethlehem. So they weren't that far. It would just be like over across the creek on this hill. They could see the town. We know by reading the Bible that there was a lot of people coming to Bethlehem at that time. They had to come to register. You would think that as they came and registered, some would leave and others would be coming, but there would be people out and about. The shepherds were out on the hillside. There's no electricity. There's no kind of lights going on. And all of a sudden they see this light. And then they hear the angel talk and tell them not to be afraid. And then they hear a host of angels. What is a host of angels? Would it be 10? Would it be 20? Would it be 1,000? We really don't know. But if the shepherds were hearing them giving praise, why didn't anybody else around the town hear this? If a bright light shone up in the sky and lit up your house, you'd see it. And probably all your neighbors would see it too. Nobody saw this but the shepherds. Nobody heard the angel but the shepherds. Nobody heard the choir singing but the shepherds. So this was the way that with God he can do anything. And this was God's way of showing only the shepherds were to go to see Christ on that day at that time. It wasn't for everybody to go. We don't know why. We don't know what God's plans are. But he has specific plans. And one of his plans for the shepherds was to go and worship the child. Now, we know there was other people around, because if you read on towards the end of it, it says, after the shepherds went and worshipped Jesus, they told other people about before they went back on the hill to their flock to sheep. So there had to be other people around town, other people walking the streets or going and coming, whatever. But they were able to tell other people what they saw and what they were told. And yet here's people right next to them and didn't hear anything, didn't see anything. Then as we move on to, I'm going to call them Magi. They're called the wise men. We sing We Three Kings. They were studies of the star. They must have been the study of the history too, because they knew about the coming of Christ, which was predicted some 700 years earlier. So they had to be looking towards this, but if they were studying the stars, they might have been looking towards this for years. We don't know how long they had been studying the star, but all of a sudden they see a different star in the sky. Something brighter, something more distinct. And right away they say that this is what it is. Let's go and worship the King. So whether they knew it or whether God put this in their mind and let them know, here's what it is and here's what I want you to do. So they traveled thousands of miles. We don't know how many. We don't know how big of a group it was. We just assume it was three because they gave three gifts. But they traveled and they were following this star. Does that mean that they only traveled at night? Because surely the star wouldn't be out in the daytime. Or did they travel during the day and God put the star out for them to see during the day? Nobody else saw it. When he got to talk to the King and he talked to Herod, he knew nothing about it. He had to go to the smarter people that he had around him and say, you know, what's going on? What are they talking about? And it says as they left the palace, the star went ahead of them. So again, they're seeing this star. And the star not only took them towards the town of Bethlehem, but the star stopped exactly over the house where Jesus was. Now I'm sure if you've seen pictures of back in the Bible time and that, it isn't like today where you build a house and you have an acre and a half of ground. Your neighbor might be a half mile away or might be a mile away. They built right close together. Everything was tight. They were crowded for space. Could a star shine over the neighbor's house and you not see it? Why wouldn't you see it? Or was this some sign that God sent only for the wise men or the Magi? Is this the only people that he had to see this? So these are the first two groups of people that were seeking Christ. They brought gifts. Last Sunday, if we'd have had church, is when it should have been about the shepherds. Okay, it just left my mind. Somebody help me out. The 12 days after Christmas is when they celebrate Epiphany. Thank you. Epiphany. We celebrate it the first Sunday after Christmas, after the 12 days. Some religions or some parts of the religion, they believe that Epiphany was 12 days after Christmas. This they celebrate as the day when the three wise men or the Magi came to see Christ. They brought gifts. So they celebrate their Christmas 12 days after December 25th. Not as as Christ's birthday, but they celebrate it as a time of giving gifts because it matches when the date that they feel that the Magi were there to present these gifts. So these are the first two groups that were seeking Christ. And now, what does this mean for us today? Are we seeking Christ? Should we be out seeking Him? If you listened a couple weeks ago to Michelle, you heard her story. I can tell you, as growing up as a young boy, I came here to church. I have heard different older people get up and give their testimony. I can remember in the second row right here on the aisle was Mr. Leishbaugh. And he liked the song Beulah Land. And at the end of it, it was always a loud amen. I mean, this, he felt, when he sang this song or when he heard this song, you could tell he really knew Jesus. He really felt it. Growing up as a young boy, I came to church, mostly because I had to, but I enjoyed it. I tried to be good. I tried to do what we should do, but I never heard God speak to me. And people talked about being saved, and in my mind, I kind of thought, you're bragging if you say you're saved. I mean, I just had that feeling because I never had anything happen. I never saw a star. I never heard the angels. I never saw a bright light. And so was I missing something? I mean, I seemed to be waiting for something to happen that didn't happen. And then I got a chance to go to become a speaker at the church. And I went to the class, a very good class, was taught by Pastor Howard. And at the end of the class, my idea was, that's not for me. You know, in no way I could write a sermon. And there's no way I could get up in front of the church, especially people that I knew and people that knew me. That wasn't for me. There's no way I could do that. And I've heard a lot of people say this. But then a few years later, Sandy Myers came to me. And she said, we're having a class on lay speaking. And she said, I think you ought to attend. My answer was, thanks, but no thanks. She let me know there was three other people going from our church was going to this class. It was happening in 3 weeks, and I just said, no, thanks. I mean, it wasn't for me. But during that 3 weeks, I didn't hear any voice. I didn't hear anything. But the closer it got to that day, the more I felt like I should be there. I ended up going to the class. I enjoyed the class. I can remember the first time I came up in front of the church to speak. I spent time trying to write a sermon. And I'd write a couple lines. And then I'd think. And then I'd write a couple lines. And then I'd decide that what I wrote down here ought to be up here. And this ought to be down there. And nothing was coming together. And I just was unsure. I came to church that day. I can't tell you exactly what I preached on or what I talked about. But when I was done, I still didn't know what I talked about. I mean, the words were there. They weren't my words, and I know they weren't mine. But it was a message. And I hope that today, this is a message that we need to bring out to all the world. You need to seek God. I hear people say they found the Lord. This to me isn't quite the way it is. You're seeking Him. He didn't find him. He wasn't lost. He's been right here, right beside every one of us, all the time. So you don't need to find him. You just need to listen and to seek after him. You might not see a bright star. You might not hear the angels. You might not hear a voice. But something inside of you is going to tell you that when something comes up at the church, you need to do it. Or some neighbor needs something, and you think, should I or shouldn't I? If you think, should I, yes, you should. Go do it. I mean, you might not be hearing God say, go do this, go do that. It might just be a small voice. It might not be anything except something you feel inside that you need to do. And when you need to do it, you are seeking God. There are so many ways that we can do things for God and for the church besides being up front. But I am thankful that with what we're going through at the church, that we do have people that are willing to bring the message and keep the church going. This is what we need more than anything else. We don't know what the future holds, but we know that God's in control and he will take care of it. We just have to be prepared for it. Thank you.